On the air everywhere, this is New England Broadcasting.
Tori, that's right, it's me. Oh my goodness, it's December and we had a little bit of snow yesterday. Did you notice that? It just sort of came and then rain came and it went and then the sun came out, and that's great because, you know, it gets us ready for what's going to happen, which is going to be a ton of snow, I predict, this winter. I'm not going to get into a whole weather rant because that's not what people need to listen to. There's enough of that going around with the small talk and so forth. Okay, right off the bat, interesting news story out of Canada. And Canada's awesome. I mean, say what you want about Canada. People there, you live really long lives and it's good, clean, crisp, cold air. So that's good for you. I think Canada's awesome. And they, if you're like, United States is obviously hated by many countries. And if you travel abroad, you're an American, they're going to be like, oh, just say you're Canadian. Oh, and then all is forgiven. Isn't that great? I'm just going to become Canadian by proxy. Anyway, Canada. Yeah. So, Nickelback. Yeah. Did you hear the news that if you're arrested in Canada, the punishment for drunk driving, anyway, I guess, if you're arrested for drunk driving, they're going to punish you by making you listen to Nickelback in the cruiser on the way back to the station. That's so horrible, isn't it? I mean, seriously. And you know what's killing me is the guy driving the car, the trooper or the Mountie or whatever you call them in Canada, they have to listen to it too. And they've done nothing wrong unless they like put earphones on your head and sit you there handcuffed and you have to listen to it at a large high decibel or something. I don't know. See, I actually kind of like one of their songs. I forget which one, but I know I do. And some people are arguing that it should be really Justin Bieber, if anyone, and he's Canadian, that you should listen to. But I actually like a lot of Justin Bieber songs, so that would be like no punishment to me. In fact, not that they would arrest me for drunk driving because I don't do that, but if they arrested me for whatever and played Justin Bieber, I would sing along because I know most of the lyrics and that would probably just annoy them. So listen up, Canadians. I think that you should do yourselves a favor and learn these Nickelback songs if you plan on drunk driving. And then you can just sing them in your drunken stupor and it'll all, you know, be for naught. Okay, also, I'm into one story now, my first story of the Tori Show, and my first topic, I could say. And I don't really know how many more of these Tori shows I'm going to be able to do. I know they're only 30 minutes a week, but I need to find 30 minutes of things to talk about. Also, I'm surrounded by people. There's people right now in the background making noise, and I would have to go find some place to quietly talk for 30 minutes. And I don't know if that's possible. Do I go back to my car? The roads are going to be getting snowy and not drivable. So I may go on hiatus for the winter and resume these in the spring. I don't know exactly how this is going to work out. Doing three shows a week right now. So, you know, we'll think about it. I don't have a lot to say anymore. I mean, we're going to be all trumped out, basically. Ron and I can talk about things during the week at the one show. And, you know, there's not a lot of Trump things happening right at this minute. Besides, you know, he's tweeting about China. you know, and it's going to cause trouble, obviously. It's going to be a lot of trouble. Things aren't looking very good. And that's a whole other story. And also for me to upload these shows, it's a bit of a rigmarole to do with my computer, which is getting very old. The USB ports are not working well. the wire comes loose and I lose as I'm uploading it. And then if I do it through YouTube, eating up data, if my internet's not working. And one time I did have to use my internet, my data rather, on the phone. And it was about $15 in a surcharge for going over my data limit. So now I'm paying to do the show. Anyway, be that as it may, I'll see how I feel next week. Plus my voice, I feel like I'm losing my voice a little bit. So I'm probably going to get sick this winter and not feel like doing anything, especially talking to myself for a half an hour. Anyway, see, like even right there was just 5 minutes, 5 minutes of talking. That's all I really have to say. Now I've got to think about other things to talk about for the next 25 minutes, roughly, you know, give or take 30 seconds. Oh, here's something else about Donald Trump, actually, that I do want to talk about with Ron, but, you know, I'll fill some time here, so I'll just talk about it twice, because I definitely want to hear Ron's opinion on this. And I get a lot of my news from Stephen Colbert on the night show, Late Show, which I love his monologue. Very funny. But I also fact check. I mean, if he's just making up jokes, we want to check and see what's going on. Well, here's what's happening with Twitter. Apparently, there's a way that Donald Trump, when he becomes president, can have his tweets seen by everyone. I mean, you cannot block them. So forget about blocking Donald Trump's Twitters if you're on Twitter. I would never use my Twitter then if that's the case. If all of a sudden at 3 a.m. my phone can go bleep. You've got a Twitter from Donald Trump to the masses. I'm not interested in that. So forget that. And apparently not even President Obama in 8 years ever utilized it one time. So, I mean, there's the floods, natural disasters, Amber Alerts. Forget that. Donald Trump is in a snit about something and we all have to hear about it. Twitter is not on my phone. It's on my laptop, which I hardly ever use it. But it will never, ever be on my phone. Okay, that just settled that. And you'll be smart to do the same, unless you really want to follow the nonsense that he says. Good luck with all that and being indoctrinated and assimilated. Okay, anyway, enough of that silly nonsense. Brockton, Massachusetts. This is something else I really want to talk to Ron with. I mean, this can be like a preview of stuff that will be upcoming on Friday's show with Ron. Yeah, I can do that. Brockton Mayor Carpenter reimburses city for personal purchases. Yeah, so he was basically using city's money as his own personal piggy bank. Yeah, so that's what happened there. And you can't really do that. Now planes are coming into my... Oh, boy. Helicopter. It's a chopper. Get to the chopper. Here we have choppers that coming into Brockton. Yeah. Out of the Valkyries. Anyhow, so yeah, the councilors have to react. There's a story about it in the paper, apparently. Public funds to buy flowers and burial suits and all kinds of stuff he's digging in there. I mean, this is corruption in government. It's nothing new. It's always going to be there. If you can get away with it, you do. Donald Trump's going to get away with it. Try to get away with it also. But he's going to be under a lot of scrutiny. Mayors of Brockton, probably not so much. But, hey, I wouldn't even chance it because it's just a dick move. And don't do it. Thank you. Oh, I wanted to backtrack on that story for 1 second because one of the stories about Mayor Bill Carpenter is he bought the flowers or $5,000 worth of taxpayer dollars during two fiscal years for flowers for people, mostly from Brockton City Councilor Shirley Azak, who is on my Facebook friend list. Interesting. Yeah, I have several Brockton people of notoriety on my Facebook. And, you know, of course, one hand washes the other, or back, scratch my back, I'll scratch yours kind of deal. Come on. I mean, you know this is going to happen. It's Brockton. They're going to just do these things. And if you have a business and you know the guy and it's the good old boy system, that's all I really want to say about it. It's wrong. Stop it. Thank you.
And all of a sudden I'm on Facebook and I get a like on something and I'm like, hey, Shirley, how you doing? You making some money on your flowers?
So it's a little inside joke. I hope you were paying attention to what I was saying before. Okay, rewind. Anyway. Okay, so, oh my goodness, Tim Allen, what are you doing with yourself? I brought this up with Ron last week, and Ron just said, yeah, well, he's always been a conservative kind of guy. Great, wonderful, whatever. Now he's got some TV show apparently he's been doing. I don't watch it. I don't watch the television shows that are sitcom-y type things on television. I may download some things. We've been over that. Anyway, Tim Allen. Yeah. So, this clip is trending on Facebook, and that's where I get my trending news, okay? He had, his daughter was writing a speech or something, and he had to, you know, he was going to help, and she kept stopping him, starting with ladies and gentlemen. And you know what? Then it's all on all the conservative websites, and they're all on Facebook saying, you know, blah, blah, whiny liberals, blah, 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 blah. Okay, watch the clip. I watched it. You know the impression I got? Let me tell you what I got. I got Tim Allen is the new Archie Bunker. So chew on that for a while. KKK? Thank you. I'm trying to decide if I am more awake at night and giddier to do this. Or if I should do this during the day when I'm more alert. Does that make any sense? I don't know. I'm just going to mix it up. You know, I piece this together anyway. It's rarely done in one 30-minute take. I do things here and there, and I put it together, and that's, again, more of a problem. I'm piecing things together and uploading and downloading. Anyway, you don't care. No one's probably been listening to this, so you really, really don't care. Yeah, okay, speaking of Facebook, people that have a profile picture of an Instagram filter that makes them look like Raquel Welch or some, I mean, you can't even say Raquel Welch anymore. No one knows who that is. Okay, who's like someone, okay, Angelina Jolie. Okay, Instagram, no, they're not even Instagram, they're Snapchat. I'm sorry, did I say Instagram? Because I don't even have that. And stop sending me invitations for that, because I don't want it, whatever it is. Snapchat. Yeah, people that use a Snapchat flattering Angelina Jolie filter as a profile picture. People go, whoa, you're so beautiful, oh my God. And you're like a little wreath on your head. And I'm just busting your balls, really. Because, I mean, I did a Sia one once with my hair over my eyes. But that was different, because it was different.
Come with me now.
Oh, don't come with me now. All right, this is like the worst song ever. Are you hearing it? I never want to hear it again. Okay, let's make it go. I stop. End of that horseshit. Okay. Thank you, Boss Tran from San Fran, because she reminded me of this horribleness. And yeah, that's shout out to you, Boss. Thank you for that. Hate it. Ending it. She said it's on every freaking redneck commercial thing, which I don't see on the East Coast. Luckily, or maybe I have, but I just blocked it totally from my mind. And I don't know why people have to write songs like that. I'm not going with you. I don't like the accordion music in that. It sounds like it belongs in a swamp. And if you're going to drain the swamp, this is what you're going to find in it, probably. They're called the Congos. And I hope they're listening. And I hope they sue me. Because it's never going to happen. Because everybody hates it. I don't know how it got a million views on YouTube or whatever it got. 20 million, a billion. I don't even know. You people need better things to do with your time than listen to that and listening to me. This is wrong and that is wrong. Okay, this is totally a waste of time. What I'm doing is more so, well, I don't know. Who is more foolish, the fool or the fool who is fooled by the fool? Isn't it something like that, Yoda? Obi-Wan? No, it was Obi-Wan. Obi-Wan said that. Because Yoda spoke in riddles and backwards and stuff. He was dyslexic, like me, when I type. Anyway, so, I mean, maybe I'm dumb or foolish doing this, but you're listening. So what does that make you? Now think about that also while you chew on the Tim Allen is the new Archie Bunker. He's a parody of himself. And he's just angling, much like, who's that other guy angling? Mark Wahlberg. Yeah. They're angling for a Medal of Freedom from President Trump. Okay? They saw how it works. They get President Obama, and he's giving them out to legitimate people. And probably Bruce Springsteen, because he had to appease the right. Okay? The right-wingers, alt-righters, people. You know, he just said, yeah, can you imagine? Yeah, Barack Obama listens to Bruce Springsteen. Yeah. Did you believe anything he said about that? Not me. Not for 1 minute did I believe that. But he was probably giving advisors that say, hey, they said you got to do Bruce Springsteen. Said I gave Bruce Springsteen. Ellen, I believed. Tom Hanks, I believed. The Bill Gates people, I believe. A lot of those people were real legitimate getting there. Cicely Tyson. Okay, okay. I understand. Yes, agree. Bruce Springsteen, sorry. So you got to know Tim Allen and Mark Wahlberg and anybody else pipe, maybe Oprah. Anyone saying anything positive about this administration and Donald Trump in particular is completely angling for a dinner, for a sit down, for a face-to-face, probably a Medal of Freedom as well. I'm telling you, that's the only reason. They don't want to be alienated. Okay, but that's fine because I'm waiting to finger point. People are already regretting some of these Trump voters, and I'm waiting for all of them or most of them to regret it. Okay, unless you're a rich white billionaire, there's no way you can benefit from this. You're going to get totally hosed. Thank you. Okay, back to politics for one brief second. Not that I left it, but I just read that Joe Biden said he's going to run in 2020. Okay, the man will be 78 years old. I just find this really, really hard to believe. Okay? Don't see it happening, but I don't know. As I said before, it's all theater. This is all drama. Okay? We're just being played out, the media, everything. It's all entertainment. If you haven't figured that out by now, I don't know what to tell you. It's so obvious. They're just trying to get you to watch, pay attention, listen up. Hey, fake news is over here, people. Hey. You know, this fake news thing is bugging me, too, because people don't verify anything. They just believe everything they read. Oh, and that's how problems happen. So why don't you... This used to happen a long time ago with emails. I used to get emails sent to me like 15 years ago. These with everyone's name, you know, big chain emails. Oh, watch out. This is happening. You better... They're putting perfume... They're in your parking lots and they're putting rags over your faces and kidnapping you. They're running up to you in malls and asking you if you will help them do a survey for a dollar and come to my car. I don't know. These are... And they're jumping in your cars and flashing your headlights. It's going to get you shot. And I mean, they were coming in every day. I'd get these emails from people. And I'd never forward them. I'd always investigate them. I'd go to Snopes. I'd debunk everything. And then I'd send them a nasty email back saying, would you please fact check? I mean, I was saying this in like 1998. Fact check. Can you fact check? People don't want to. They don't want to. So now it's not just emails. Forwards. Glurge. It's on television. It's wherever it's on the internet. Everything. It's fake. Thank you. Stop it. In other news... Oakland, California, big fire in a warehouse. Apparently a lot of musicians lived there. It was where they lived. So I think there's at least 36 people have died, but there's probably going to be more. Again, I think I heard on the news that this had something to do with some kind of party that went on, their big concert type thing, and people were gathering to... I'm not sure I did hear that, though. If I hear of any big parties in warehouses like that with music, concert, I'm not going to go. I mean, this is like the station fire in Rhode Island all over again, almost, because it's like something went wrong. And I don't want to see music anymore anyway. I mean, if I'm going to Gillette Stadium, maybe that's something. But maybe some bar where they have these live bands. Okay. However, these other venues that are sketchy, especially in the wintertime, now that it's December, and when that happened at the station in Rhode Island, that was also in the winter. I don't know. It just seems like that's when more fires happen. Is it a coincidence? I don't think so. I think it's something to do with something in the winter. I don't like it. But I'm still not going to go in the summer or in the fall or the spring. I'm still not doing it because I just think these are suspicious places and it's probably not a good idea. Why would I be there anyway? I'm way too old for that. Stop it. Is this the stop it again? Yeah, I'm going to make this my stop it. Part of my stop it tour. Just stop everything. Al Gore, putting on some pounds there, man. Stop it. Sinkholes. Stop it. You're swallowing people up. You're swallowing houses up. But how do you stop a sinkhole, really? And those are kind of worrisome because they can just pop up places, can't they? Just open up the ground, opens up and swallows things up. What is that even about? Although, I think those are mostly in the South, like Florida and Texas. And it's something like there. I don't know if there's so much up here. They might still be, but I don't really hear about it a lot. I think Florida has a lot of them. Well, think about it. It's a peninsula. It juts out into the ocean. It's probably like a sponge. It's going to be absorbing water and holes. So it's going to be full of water someday. And just the whole thing is going to submerge. I would just get out. Okay, more news. You know what? No news is good news because all the news I read is bad. There's no kittens being rescued from trees by firemen, in case you thought this was still 1955, because it ain't. And, oh, it's just bad. I mean, there was another child left in a hot car, or I don't know when it happened, but the guy was just convicted with a life sentence. Thank you, justice, okay? Because the message is not getting across, apparently. This beautiful little boy, it was just heartbreaking. And this guy was off texting teenagers or something at the time. I mean, it's just, just a horrible, horrible story. I'm not even going to talk about it anymore. Forget you even heard that. But anyway, you know, news is just bad. It's all bad. If you go online, you're just going to see bad news. So try to not look at it and stay in your little Facebook tea parties of happy graphics and Zen sayings, I guess. I mean, you can try to do that and rise above it and have that positive attitude and no stinking thinking, but life is going to happen. It'll hit you. So there is no escape, much like a sinkhole in Florida. There is no escape. And news, Ben Carson. I guess this is still Trump related because, oh, Ben Carson, you asleep at the wheel neurosurgeon, you are going to be the Secretary of Housing and Urban Development. What? You know, how many times does Ben Carson say he's not interested and not qualified for any position? And why he ran for president, we still don't know. But he himself says this. So it's quite the mockery of sorts, I would think. But hey, man, it's all interesting, right? People are saying the next 4 years are going to be very interesting. Yeah, I know. If we make it 4 years, it's pretty scary, too. But I guess we got to make jokes to stay above the fray. So we will do that. Well, I am fresh out of things to talk about. So again, I'll just talk to you on Friday with Ron, where we can have a back and forth. And it's, you know, it's fun. It's fun doing that. Maybe more fun than this. But, you know, I'll just keep doing it, I guess, for now. So just put up with it or don't. I mean, it makes zero difference to me. I will just talk to myself whether I have a recorder on or not. And usually I'm a lot funnier without this. But it's hard to carry it around and just be funny on the spot. So anyway, whatevs. Just deal with it if you choose. And happy December-ish time right now. Okay, peace out.
Love the dress, where she is now, I can only guess.